So the Bible says many deceivers have entered into the world, right? In 2 John, verse 7, I think. Many deceivers have entered into the world who deny that Jesus came in the flesh. This is the Antichrist, it says. These deceivers are the Antichrist. They deny that Jesus came in the flesh. And it also talks about they either, well, when you look in the Greek, when you look the words up in the Greek, there's a meaning, undertone meaning, where they either say that Jesus didn't come in the flesh, or they are Jesus. Many will say that they're Christ, they're Jesus. You actually see that online. You see it online. Tequila says she's Jesus. You got the earnest. You're a copy of Jesus. You have the earnest of the Spirit. Doesn't mean you're Jesus. You're not God. You're not the Savior. All you can do is give out the gospel. You're not God. You're a piece cut off. Pieces cut off. Is the tree God? No. Did God make the tree? Yeah. It's a piece cut off. Are there types and shadows in the tree? Yeah. The trunk is the tenets of the faith. The branches branch off like the body of Christ. In the last days, many will deny that Jesus came in the flesh. This is the Antichrist spirit. Now I thought, okay, so if they came in the, many shall come in the flesh, who's he talking about? What's he talking about there? Is it a human? So you go to Ephesians 6 and you look up the Greek and all in Ephesians 6. And you see that the same, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, the archons and the cosmocratons, the rulers of darkness in spiritual high places. So if you got a person, we wrestle not against flesh. So if you got a person who's denying Jesus, or claiming to be Jesus, or if you got a person that's teaching false doctrine, where's that coming from? Is that person human? Yeah, they're human. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the spiritual forces in high places, the heavenly realms, the unseen realms. You're in a warfare against the archons and the rulers of darkness and the cosmocratons or crators or whatever they call it. And so they've got a stronghold, but you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, so you're higher than them in Christ. But they've got a stronghold. That's why when you talk to people, they're caught up in this little weird belief system that don't even, this actually contradict, doesn't even make sense. They're contradicting themselves, but you can't shake them out of it because it's a stronghold from the spirit realm. Only way you're going to break it is with the gospel. Tell them they're sinners and their sin stinks to the high heaven. Are they human? Yeah, they're human. Are they demons? No, they're not demons. They're really humans, but they're demon-possessed. They're demon-possessed. And they the spirit of the age, the spirit of the world, the media and all, that's what they go by. They go by the news. The spirit of the age. The spirit of the age is what they walk in belief. They don't have any truth. They just have their own truth, which is anti-truth. The wisdom of this world is foolishness. The worldling is foolish. Worldly wisdom is foolishness. Many deceivers have entered into the world. You won't hear a preacher preach on that for some reason. I wonder why. I've never heard a preacher preach on that verse. Now I've listened to 30-some thousand sermons. In 20 years, I listened to 30-some thousand sermons. I can't say exact. It might have been more. But I know for 10 years, for 10 years straight, I was listening to like 6 sermons a day, whatever that comes out. And then 20 years, it was at least 3 a day. Most of your preachers are just in a cute box. They're in a box. They can't imagine that. If you say you're in the Bible, you're in a 3D version of the Bible, they don't understand that. And the reason is they're just stuck on the 2D piece of paper. What's the purpose of the 2D though? To walk it out down here. How you gonna walk it out down here? How you gonna walk it down out down here if it's not patterned after something? If there's not a pattern, and there is a pattern, so everything's a pattern. And also in Ephesians 6, if you look up the word cosmos in the Greek, an ordered pattern, an ordered system. So not only is there an ordered system in place, there's a cosmocraton, archon ordered system. There's a subliminal. Sublunar system. Sublunar. There's a sublunar system as well. The cosmos, the God of this world, is sublunar. The King of Tyre and the Prince of Tyre. The King of Tyre is the King of the flesh. The Prince of Tyre is the Prince of the flesh. The devil's the Prince of Tyre. He's the kingdom of darkness. So when you stick your hand in the darkness, you're dealing with the kingdom of darkness. And he's pure evil. The king of Tyre is the King of Tyre. And so when you're dealing with a flesh creature, you're dealing with tares. And who's their king? The devil. And they must do what the devil tells them to do. The King of Tyre, the King of Tyre. This is why when you watch the videos like the UFO videos, the researchers, and you hear interviews from presidents, and the presidents get asked a question about UFOs, and they kind of dance around it, and they say, well, that's what they tell us, what the rulers tell us to say. They're not joking, they're serious. That's what the rulers tell us to say. the spiritual forces in high places. Can you imagine being one of these demonic archons, demonic angels, fallen angels?
Can you imagine?
How miserable that would be. They're just playing games with people. It's like a 3D land's like a game board to them. It's like a chess board, 3D chess game compared to the spirit realm. And your only weapon is the word and the spirit. So you have to get in the word and rightly divide it, because if you're going to fight against these spiritual forces, you can't do it in your own power. You have to do it with the word, with the truth, because they're liars. The demons are liars. How do you fight a demonic liar? With the absolute truth. It is written. It is written. It is written. No other way to win. What is a narcissist at its root? The narcissist is a demonic liar. A self-glory, self-worshipping liar. And the corporations make them. They make them. They split the mind. They don't give them enough people or tools to do the job, and they want you to perform. They want you to be perfect, but you'll never reach perfection. Never. And so you think they're keeping the rules, and they don't even keep the rules. It's so obvious what's happening. It's not even funny. And it's at every level. Churches want you to keep, never miss a day of church, be perfect. Impossible. They can't even do it. Don't ever miss a day of church. And then when you go in, where's the preacher? He's on vacation with his wife. But you can't go. You can't take time off. Perfectionist, you know.